Today's daf is daf lamed gimel, and we got up to the two dots. Afilu hamelach shel b'shlomo and lamed beis amid beis. So the Mishnah said that even if a person is in the middle of tefillah, meaning of amidah, then even if a king is shel b'shlomo as opposed to kriyat shema, lo yishinen. Omer of Yosef, lo shanu elu l'malchei Yisrael. Obviously, it's not telling us to endanger our lives. Therefore, when it says Afilu HaMelech Sherev Shlomo, it's clearly a reference to a Melech Yisrael who will understand that the person is Eimid Ba'amida and will correct himself. But if it's a Melech Akum, then he may well cut the guy's head off for not answering. Neitve Hamitpalel V'ra'a Anas Ba'kenegdo or Ra'a Karon Ba'kenegdo. Here the mashmaot is that even if a person sees something dangerous, like he was davening on the train tracks and he suddenly hears a little bit of or he sees a sar or a mugger coming, it says over here he shouldn't just move away, but he should be makatzer and complete his tefillah so that he gets away in time. And mashma that there is no need to be mafsik immediately. Lokasha, they have shilakatzer. I mean, obviously, if there's a way that you could complete your tefillah by cutting things short, then do so. Tana rabbanan maaseh b'chassid echad shayem mitpalil baderech ba'asar echad v'natan lo shalom v'lo yichzir lo shalom. Imtin lo ad shesiyem tefillato. Lachar shesiyem tefillato, amar lo, you're such an idiot. Reika. Hallo ketu betaratchem raki shamer lecha ushmar nafshecha uchtiv nishmartem od menafshatechem. So why did you do that? Kishanatati lecha shalom, lama lo echzarta li shalom? Let me ask you something, Jew boy. Im hayiti chotek roshcha besai, if you think somebody would have asked about it, mi haya tovea timcha miyadi. It's a lawless land when it comes to Jews. Omar lei, cool down, just give me a minute to explain myself. Amtainly achefayescha bidvarim. Amale, ilo yita omed lifnei melech basar vedam. Uba chavercha venatan lecha shalom. Hayita machzir lo? Amale, lav, obviously not. Vima yita machzir lo, ma hayu osim lecha? You kidding? Hayu chotchim et roshi besayif. Amale, exactly. That's the point. Alu dvarim kavachomer. Uma ata shayita omed lifnei melech basar vedam shayom kan. Umachar bekever. Nonetheless, kach, you recognize. You don't dare interrupt. So, ani shayiti omed lifnei melech malchei hamelachim hakadosh baruch hu. Shuchai v'kayam la'ad ulamei olamim. Al achat kama v'kama, that some guy like you comes along. That's all I need is to interrupt. Miyad itpayez oto asar, v'niftar oto chassid leviteo l'shalom, and lived happily ever
after. Isn't this going against
him? Yes. Apparently he had a race that he could get away with it. He understood from who the person was that he would be able to argue his way.
The fact
out.
That he stood in the pocket.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. In other words, he sensed that this was a place which a goof is itself a horror. In other words, you have to use your judgment as to what's considered to be misukana. What is it? Afilu nachash karuch ala keva lo yafsik om rav sheshet lo shana ala nachash. A nachash, if you don't bother it, it's not going to start up with you for no reason. Although Tosis brings the Yerushalmi that if you see that there's a nachash that is in a threatening stance, what do they call it?
There's a word.
I don't remember. But anyway, if you see that the nachash is making its posture. If it's making, it's in its threatening posture, then obviously it's out to get you, then of course you get out of the way fast. I'm talking about over here that the Nachash thinks you're a pole. Okay, so Mela, so it's not very pleasant, but to have a rattlesnake wrapped around you. But sometimes it's a safe thing to do, it's just don't move anyway, you know? So just keep davening. It's a good time to daven. So, there, you're not mafsik. However, Akrav, if you've got a scorpion on you, get rid of it, because they can just suddenly sting you for no apparent reason. So they're pussy. Meitvei nafal gavar ayot, somebody who falls into a lion's den, ein meidin alav shemet. They might not be hungry. But nafal chafiram leyan nechashim va'akravim meidin alav shemet. And over here it puts akrav together with nachash, together with akrav, to say that and whatever it is, well, that's the Gemara's answer, but you're not giving us time. That over here, apparently, they'll definitely get you. The Nachash as well. Shani Hatam Dagav Itzitzat Maske. There it's different because, as David already told us, when a guy falls on them and he pushes them, they don't exactly appreciate it. They view it as an attack. Therefore, they're for sure going to sting you. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak. Ra'a Shivarim Posek. If you see an ox, get out of there. The Tani Ravosha Marchikim Mishor Tam Chamishim Ama, Umishor Muad Kimaleinav. Indeed, Tana Mishmed Rabbi Meir, let me tell you, here's the rule. Reish Tura Bidikula, if you see the head of a shor placidly munching in a basket around his neck, run up to the roof and throw the ladder out from underneath you so it can't follow you up. So Salik La Agra, Ushti Daga Mitutcha. They're awfully, awfully unpredictable and dangerous. This is only said if he's a black shor and it's Nisan time. And then, the world is a bloom. The shor is all red-blooded. He's ready for action and he sees something that looks like fun. But generally speaking, they can get lethargic. Tanrabonim. Obviously not referring to the wild ass arod, but a type of rodent, a type of lizard, or the myth is the arod is a cross between a nachash.
The what it calls an arvad.
That makes more sense. I also suggested that, and it's funny that he says that actually.
Yeah,
always used to say arvad, and I saw that all of. To distinguish it from the arod, and then I saw every place that brings the language always talks about an arod. I also thought it must be arvad. An arod is something entirely different. Okay, it's good. So maybe he has a moker. Okay, that's nice. So the nachash again. This is one of those mythological creatures in which a tzav and a nachash mate, crossbreed, and produce an arvad. So then these things are very dangerous. Again, part of the mythology, whoever gets the water first wins. In other words, if he bites a human and the human gets to the water first, then the arvad dies. And vice versa, the human dies. Anyway, so this thing used to bother people. And so they came and they told Reb Chanina ben Dosa, he said, show me where it hangs out. Haruli et choro, yuuhu et choro, natana kevo api achor, yatzava narshko v'meit oto arvad. That was the end of the arvad. So natlo aketefo, they picked this thing up, carried it, and he carried it into the Beit HaMidrash, and he said, Ro'u banai, ein arvad meimit ala achet meimit. What do you got to worry about these things? It depends on your madriga. Botasha amru. That's where the saying comes from. Oilo dam shapagabo arvad, but oilo arvad shapagabo Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. Let's just keep everything in perspective here.
Sukta Heilige Mishnah.
Maskirin givurot kishamim b'tchiyat amitim. We've already discussed in Yonim of Touyot and these things, but we haven't really discussed the Seder of the Tvila. And so, the Dvurais Geshamim, being as they're compared to the Bria Shamayim Boretz and Trias Amesim, and so on, they appear together with Trias Amesim. She'ela, of course, is part of the Bakasha for Parnasa, and that comes in Birkat Hashanim. Havdalah, as we know, is a three-way machloket, we already saw earlier. Havdalah b'chonin hadat, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's a separate bracha that follows Hakel HaKadosh, Omra bracha revi'it bifnei atzma, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, Omer b'hoda'ah, you include it in a type of something that's said in Hoda'ah, like Al-Anisim and so on. So, Mazkirin Gevurot Gershamim. Why do we say that there in Tchiyat HaMetim? Amr Yehud Mitoch Sheshkula Tchiyat HaMetim Lefichach Kavua B'Tchiyat HaMetim. The Gevurot Gershamim and the renewal of the earth is always compared to Tchiyat HaMetim, and therefore, if we put it in the Tefillah, not as a bakasha, but as mentioning the Anhagat Hashem, and that he renews the world, we mention the Gishamim together with that. Sheila Bibrikat, Hashanim Maitaim, Rav Yosef, well, that's Bitoshi Parnasa. Basically, everything boils down, in the end, to the status of agriculture. I mean, if there's food, so then there's Parnasa. If there's not, then everything else collapses. So, Laficha Kavua Bibrikat Parnasa. Avdalah B'chunin Adat, Maitaim. Rav Yosef, well, look, I mean, in order to be Mavdil, you gotta have your dad, no? So, Mitokshi Chokhma, Kavua Bibrikat Chokhma. Rabban and Amre, well, that's not the point. The point is Mitokshi Chol, Laficha Kavua Bibrikat Chol. You want to not include this in a place in which you would have said it on Shabbat. So, the first three brachot you say on Shabbat. Actually, there's Mikorot. That include, they cite this Gemara as well, that it's prohibited to be Mavakesh Yitzrachim on Shabbat. Therefore, we're Koveya before we're Mavakesh Yitzrachim, and it, not only that, but that it's prohibited to be Mavakesh Yitzrachim before Havdalah. It was the same way you don't do Malacha before Havdalah, you're not Mavakesh Yitzrachecha before Havdalah. Therefore, we were Koveya, the Brocha for Havdalah first, the beginning of Birchat HaChol, before we say anything else. However, because of the Shita of Rabbi Yosef, that the reason we put it there is because of Chokhmah, so first we're masking the fact of Chokhmah, Atachonin L'Adam Da'at. Then we say Atachonam Tanu. Then we're Mavakish for Da'at, after we've said, Amavim Ekodesh L'Chol, that way we Yotze both of the Deotim. Great is Dea, because we find it between the two Shemas Hashem. Shnema ki el Deot Hashem. And Deot there is right between the two Shemas of Kel and Hashem. V'chol mi shein bo Dea, asul rachem alav. Somebody who has no Da'at does not deserve our rachamim. Shnema ki lo am binotu, alken lo yirachamenu oseyu. So the idea over here is that somebody who chooses essentially to pay no attention and not to use the key, obviously not referring to someone who's retarded or something like that, but somebody who doesn't use the tools, God-given tools, to live life as a human being, and he has now the unexamined life in front of him. So what do you have to be merachem on him for? Omar Rabbi Elazar Gadol Mikdash Shinitan Ben Shtei Otiyot. Also, the Mikdash is great because we find Pa'alta Hashem Mikdash Hashem Kol. Right? So in other words, Hashem Mikdash Hashem. Varma Belazar. Kol Adam Shiyesh Bo Dea. The combination here implies that if a human being attains Da'at, then it's Ki'ilu Nivna Beit HaMikdash B'Yamav, because Dea Nitna Ben Shtei Otiyot. And Mikdash Nitan Ben Shtei Otiyot. So apparently, the achievement of one is the equivalent of the achievement of another. Matki Flaravacha Karchina, if that's the case, Alamiata, Gidola Nikama, Sinitna Ben Shtei Otiyot. You say the same thing, that Nikama is great. I mean, I thought Nikama is horrible. Shnema El Nikamot Hashem. Omale, what do you mean? Of course it is great. Vimilta Mia Gidolagi. I mean, where Nikama is needed, then it's a fundamentally important thing to all of creation. It's the restoration of harmony and correctness and din and so on. Of course, it's a great thing. What's the Ofia Mihar Paran? Is the reference to the giving over that's the reason we say Ashor Shel Akum, that was Pogea Neshor Shor Yisrael is Chayev. Shor Shor Yisrael Shepaga B'Shor Shel Akum is Potter because of this Pasuk. It was Ophia Mihar Paran, and it was Mafkir the money of the Umas HaElam who did not respond to the offer of Kabbalah Sator. They refused. Said they didn't want the Mishpatei Hashem. So this Hofa'a over here, the Hofia Mihar Paran for the Umas is the offering of the Torah. And Kelna Kamot Hofia is that indeed there was punishment, and that was the Ra'a. Rabbi Akiva Emer, Omra Bracha Revi'it, Omale Rab Shama Barav Rabbi Yochanan. Why do we have all of these questions? I mean, Lamaisa, is the Takona of Avdolah not part of the Takona of the Anshei Knesset Hagdolah and all of the various things that they were metaken? I mean, they made the Tfilot, didn't they? I mean, so they were metaken, Brachot, Tfilot, Kedushot, Avdolot. I mean, so why are we having these machlokes? Why don't we take a look at the original Takona and see? We had the same question before about the Balkari. Remember, what was Ezra's Takona? We said, what are all these machlokes about? Tishakabin, Chola, Bori, Onso, Margil. What was the Takana? And Tosis explained over there, and Vidur Rishonim said the same thing over here, that the reason we don't usually ask this about ancient Takanot is because very often they're not things that are done all the time, but obviously Takanot Ezra is Nagei all the time, and that Kiddush Rav Dola is done all the time. I mean, so what was being done? On Marley, well, what happened over here is indeed there were two stages of the Takana. Just like we saw before by Balkari, we had the same thing. We had the original Takana of Ezra, and then we got already into Machlokes and what the additions were. Here, originally, when they came back to build the Beit HaMikdash, and they were very poor at the time, as we know from the story in Ezra and Nehemiah. So, B'tchila Kavua B'tchila. The original Takana was to say it in the tefillah, which we no longer know why, how they were metaken. We'll see why we no longer know. He'eshiru kavua alakos, and this is why we forgot. What happened is that the original takana that was made at the time of Ezra was forgotten as the finances improved, and they took it out of the tefillah, and they said instead say avdol on the kos. So at that point, we no longer remember the tzur of the takana. Because for, you know, whatever, 100 years, we were saying Abdullah on the coast, and not in Tefillah. Then there were periods of disaster again. And then, He'enu, Chazru v'kavua b'tefillah. So that time, they went back to be mitakein in Tefillah, and there already we have these machlokes and how to be mitakein. V'heim amru, ha'mavdil b'tefillah tzarif she'avdil ala kos. And seeing that already now, getting a little bit of historical lessons, that you don't make takanot that are liable to change back and forth. So they would go there at the time, look, you know, even though you're a mavdil b'tefillah, if you're capable of being mavdil akos, so maybe in a century things will be better, you know, maybe there will be money, maybe you'll be able to have wine. If you have a chance, say it on the ayin also. We're no longer going to start changing it depending on the times. In other words, the standing takana to say it b'tefillah. Where? That's our machloket. As to whether you should say it on the coast? Definitely, say it on the coast, if you can. But the takana of tefillah remains kavua, so that we wouldn't be running back and forth.
But it was at the time either or, either coast.
No, we'll see there's a sheet that it says either or. But we hold both, as we'll see.
Don't you have the same... have a minute with Kiddush and Lel Shabbat with Vayechulu. If you said Vayechulu,
No, we don't, because there's a tremendous difference over there. The difference is, I mean, the svar of the difference is Poshet, which the Mefarshim speak out, that once you're Mavdil, you can no longer be Mavdil, because you're now in Chol. Mavdol is the relationship to the Shabbos. Whereas once you're Mekadesh, there's no problem in being Mekadesh again.
Because
the stress on the Kiddush is not the distinction, as it is in Havdalah, it's on the fact of Shabbos. You see, so it doesn't matter if you said it, so okay, so you can say it now. We're Koveyat on the coast. The Gemara talks about why we're Koveyat and so on. Maybe that's what you're referring to, Psachi. But it's not the same issue at all. So then, you have to be Mavdil on the coast as well. Itbar Nami, Rabba Rav Yosef Damrat Harbayim, even though you're Mavdil B'Tfilah, Tzorek Shiyavdil Alakos. Oh my, Rabba pointed out, you know, they ask on this from the sugya that we had a little bit earlier, where it says, Ta'ah v'lo yizkir gvorot ha'kshirim v'tchirat ha'metim v'sheila b'birkat ha'shanim ha'zirin oto. But if you forgot, and he was Taya, and he didn't say Abdallah b'chonin ha'dad, then he doesn't have to go back and daven again. Why? He could say it on a cup. What do you mean, he could say it on a cup? And the way, that sounds like, you know, you have an option. So since you forgot it in davening, okay, you can always say it on the cup. I mean, I thought the idea is you have to say, you said you have to say it on the cup. So what are you telling me, if they should have called? They should have said it, they should have lomra ala kos. So how do you explain that? So you have to say, Elaima mipnei sheomra ala kos. Not sheyochol lomra, which is misleading. But because he says it on the coast, it will be yotzei, therefore there's no problem. Eat manami afi. Omar, Rabbi bin Yama bar Yefet, Sha'al Rabbi Yossi at Rabbi Yochanan bin Sidon. Or some say it was Rabbi Shimon ben Yaakov the Minsur as Rabbi Yochanan. That's a cute thing to get confused about. Was it Sur or Sidon? In which case, was it the guy from Sidon? Was it to take place in Sur? Some of our tourist guides would have had this problem, but perhaps not all. Anyway, I overheard Va'ana Shamayit. He asked him like this: Amavdil b'tfila tzarich she'avdil alakos or lo? The Omarle tzarich she'avdil alakos. That the takona was, even though you're going to be mavdil, since where it's possible we'd like to be mavdil, so we left it standing that you should be mavdil alakos. How about the other way around? How about if you said avdol alakos first? Do you then say Avdol in your tefillah? Ma'ashi avdil b'tefillah? Amr Nachba Yitzchak. It's a kal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer from the other case, b'tefillah. Because remember, the ikar takana was tefillah. That was the original takana when they came back with Ezra. So nonetheless, we said over there, ma tefillah di ikar takantai. Nonetheless, we said, am avdil b'tefillah tzarik shi avdil alakos. Even though you were mekayim the ikar takana, for sure the other way around. So, Amavdil alakos, which is not even the proper way to do it, because that wasn't the Ikar Takana. So, lo kol shekein, obviously, you have to do it in tefillah again. From here, the Rashba's medayik, that when it says chozra b'kavua b'tefillah, that it means they were chozer to the original Takana. Because otherwise, once they were, I mean, obviously when they got rich, they had canceled the tefillah and put it back on the coast. So now the coast became the Yikr. Why is the Gemara saying the Yikr Takana isn't Tefillah? This is talking about afterwards. You have to say, says the Rashba, it says Chazru v'kavur b'Tefillah, that they redefined the Takana, said that since coast is something that you may or may not have, because it depends on circumstances and on your finances, Tefillah you'll have. So let's make the Yikr Takana and Tefillah, and then the coast will be extra.
Why would they make Havdola before they davened?
Oh.
On the coast, that is.
Oh, my goodness. A2, huh, son? Those aliens were after you also. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I had to get to the hospital. The baby was on the way.
It was his last chance to have wine. He was at somebody's house. He was going to make Havdola. He had a chance to daven. The guy was going to wait for him. Anybody else? That's enough. All right. Tani Revacha Aricha Kameda Rav Chinana, a different shita, because here it says Hamavdil b'tefillah Mishubach Yoter Mimishi Avdil Alakos. So first of all, that's mashpat, it's a choice. Right? If somebody who's Mavdil b'tefillah is better than someone who's Mavdil Alakos. V'im hibdil bizu bizu, and if you did both, it's even better. Yonuach lo berachot al rosha. Now this doesn't make any sense, because bishleim, if the original takana was to do twice, okay. But the mashmaut is here is that you're not supposed to do both. You do one or the other. If that's the case, you don't have a right to do both. As you already yotzei in tefillah, we're going to make a brachal of atola now and say the brachal of avdola. It's a brachal of atola. You were yotzei avdola. So I don't understand. Ask the Braitha. Agufa Kasha. Ask the Gemara and the Braitha. Agufa Kasha. First you said, I'm Abdil Bitvila Mishubach Yoter Mimishi Abdil Alakos. So obviously, you hold Alma Tefillah Lechuda Sad. that you don't need the kos. It's sufficient to do tefillah alone. Then you turn around and you say, "Imi dil bezu bezu yonuchulo brachot arosho." On the contrary, given enough the klei bechada yifta. Since according to you, you yotzi with tefillah alone, so then you were yotzi with the tefillah. Now it's a bracha sheinat tzricha. V'yomarav became a Reish Lakish. Since it was Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, tavit davar. Kol ha-bavarech bracha sheinat tzricha over mishum lo tisa shem l'shem l'kech al-shav. So how are you making now a bracha l'vatala and telling me yonuchulo brachot al-rosho that it's better that he should do that? That doesn't matter. That doesn't make sense. Now, Lamaisa, even though the Mashmaut over here is that Lotisa is an Issu Dioraita, almost all of the Rishonim say that this is only an Asmachta. Mm-hmm. And even though there's some who try to learn the Rambam, because he brings the Lotisa that way, the Chazon Ish says obviously he's only quoting the Gemara. Because everybody is made that Haskaras Hashem Labatala, Stam, is definitely not over on Lotisa. So if a person wants to give a bracha Hashem, he's going to be over on Lotisa. It's begetter tefila v'tachanunim. Oh, so now it's clear that there is a completely separate category that's called bracha, correct? It's because a person can say as many tefilot as he wants in a day.
With the Shem Hashem.
With the Shem Hashem, most definitely. It's certainly not only is it not over on Lotisa, it's a mitzvah that he's making. So if we're talking about a bracha Shem Hashem, we have to define why that would be considered to be a Shem Levatala. I mean, if that's the case, then the Chazon Ish's argument is not necessarily correct. I mean, he's saying, how can you say it's a deraisa if your Vada and the Gemara says you're not over on Haskaras Hashem Levatala? So there's something about the nature of Brocha per se that we view as a Shem Levatala. Right? Whereas if I would have said, Yiratzon Milvanecha Hashem Elokeinu Shetotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, even though I was already Motzi Lechem Min Haaretz, that wouldn't be considered to be a Brocha Levatala. I mean, it's neither a Brocha Levatala nor Haskaras Hashem Levatala. I mean, Lichor, there's very few that discuss this, which is surprising because it's such a bolet issue. I mean, there's some achronim in the Taina that Brocha Levatola is because you're over at Takkad and the Rabbonan, and the Rabbonan are besacking only these and not others, you're being bezazel. I don't think that's the point at all. I think that the Nekuda is that a Brocha is a specific area in which it was determined that it's possible to be able to be mosif kavayachol to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to be meitiv. So we're koveya those periods.
It's like a chiddush, the idea of our...
It's a tremendous chiddush. We're giving a bracha. There's the fact that tefillah consists of a mutuality. It's expressed in bracha. I'm a varech you, it's that I should be the mitbarech. It's in a very, very striking thing. So we got the whole sugya earlier about Yishmael Kohen Gadol and the Shvati Berkat and Yod Kalif, and I'll explain why that's different than a normal bracha. But in any event, it's certainly not something you wouldn't normally, you know, Yishmael Kohen Gadol walks in there and sees an image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Valkisei Ram V'Nisa. He doesn't go over and say, Zostavna Gute Gizunte Yor. I mean, that's that would have been the end of him, you know. So I mean, that's the idea over here also. You can't go around determining a bracha where it's not shayach a bracha to bichal. So where it's a bracha sheinetzricha, it's truly a shame that's being made in an area that's a zilzol for the shem, not a shevach for the shem to be mivarech shalo to halacha.
Mashen can't feel it.
Mashen can't feel it. Right?
Yeah, because any kind of tefillah.
Well, because it's not mivarech. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The reason that the Chazon Ish, by the way, was learning that it was saying that it's beginning Shevach, what is because of those shitas about bracha, which lamaisa, I mean, everybody's motive, there's two meanings to bracha, but what, you know, one is geloib to bistugot, you are blessed, which is the way most people understand it. But lamaisa, the element of bracha that is really meaningful, that was kavua by Chazal, is not geloib bistu, but rather I am mevarech you. That aspect is not considered to be a bracha. Rashi, by the way, makes this distinction. Where benogea baruch ata Hashem shomea tefillah. And I'm sorry, yeah, landeni chukecha. So he explains, Lamdeni Chukecha, he says, that's not a bracha. Bracha Tashem, Lamdeni Chukecha. It's a tefillah. I bless you, God, for teaching me, Chukecha. Therefore, that's why I mentioned to you earlier, that's why I think that the sack of the Mishnah Berurah is just absolutely terrible. Because he says to say Lamdeni Chukecha, if it's a bracha, somebody was there, then say whatever you're missing and then go back. But the point is, it's not a bracha, Bichlal. There's no such bracha as Lamdeni Chukecha. It's not a misuse of the Shem Hashem.
But isn't that like a way, wasn't the Mishnah Berurah's intention to
Yeah, but you already said Baruch Atah Hashem. That's the problem. So how can you say Lam Deni Kukecha, turn a bracha into a pasuk? So that's the whole point. A bracha is a unique entity. It's only there that we would say that there's a getter of Lotisa. Otherwise, what's wrong? What am I saying? I'm being Mishabech Hashem. I can't say Baruch Atah Hashem Lam Deni Kukecha 20 times? The bracha Shein Atzricha?
No, I understood that to be the Mishnah Berurah's point, that one can't say that. So if one has in mind, say
right. But when he said Baruch Atah Hashem, he didn't mean that. So I'm saying you can't change a bracha into a pasuk.
Cat's already out of the bag.
Okay.
So what are you going to do now with your Baruch Atah Hashem? Baruch Atah Hashem what? No. I can't do that. There's no such bracha. I can't create a bracha of Lamdeinu Chukecha.
So it can't be turned into.
Now retroactively?
Yeah.
The Gemara had a shaila whether bracha bichlal is generic even, but certainly never entertained the question of whether you could change a bracha into something which is not a bracha.
You should finish the bracha b'ta'us.
Right. Obviously, the better aids is to finish the bracha b'ta'ut, having in mind to then say what it is that you're going to say, and to say it afterwards without a hefsek, and it remains part of the tokenekim, part of that tefillah. But the change, a bracha to non-bracha, certainly bordering on lotisa.
In the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, which is also something.
Okay, fine. That's a different issue.
The best of the. Option.
If I'm right, it's not the best of the options. If he's right, it's the best of the options. I certainly would not blame you for following Mishnah Berurah. Okay. That continues the Gemara. So therefore, we're going to have to change this because it doesn't make sense in the same bright that to say one is enough and which one is better, and that to say but both is even best. I mean, that's crazy. Therefore, we have to change the last piece, Ela'im Ahachi, because we're on the next to the bottom line. Im Hivdil Bezo, Velo Hivdil Bezo, Yenukulo Brachot Arosha. That's the point. If he was careful not to be Mizalza with the Shem, then Yenukulo Brachot Arosha. Boimine Rev Chistam Rev Shesha. Ta'a Bezu Bezu Ma'al. So it's a very interesting question. We said that if he made a mistake and didn't say Atacho Nantanu in the tefillah, it's okay because he can always say it on the coast. But suppose he missed the coast as well. Does he go back to Shmoneh Esrei? Now, of course, the problem is how did he miss the coast? What's that supposed to mean? He could do the coast now. What do you mean he missed the coast?
That was his last cup. I don't know.
Well, actually, the Miri learns that. The point was he was Semech ala coast, comes home, he finds out he doesn't have a coast. So now he missed the coast. Now what? Now he gets wine. So does he make the coast or does he go back to Tefillah?
When's now?
In other words, he's about to decide what to do.
He's still with the Shabbos.
Yeah, and he didn't have it. Okay, I mean, that's problematic. Because if he has it, so why did he miss it? If he doesn't have it, then what are we discussing? Then all he can do is prepare to go and say that. So therefore, this opens up a fascinating discussion. So Machlokes Rishonim. The Rashba learns it's talking about that he did Malacha.
What?
He forgot about Avdolah. He did Malacha before making Avdolah.
Having not said it during
and he didn't say it in Arvit.
Yeah.
And he didn't say Baruch Amavdo Ben Kodesh Lachol. He just went ahead and did Malacha. Since he did Malacha, says the Rashba, he now missed the Abdullah, so to speak. Now what does he do? Taina the Rosh, this is a beautiful brisker rav on this. Taina the Rosh, Rabbeinu Yonah, some of the other. No. It's got to be talking about that he ate before Havdol. Not that he did Malach. What's the machlokas? Brilliant brisker rav. It's very posh. Of course, Franz Sveidin. What did Sveidin? Doing Malacha is not a function of Havdolah, it's a function of Shabbos. So if a person continues to do Malacha before having been Mavdol, it's still Shabbos, but he wasn't over on Havdolah, he was over on Shabbos. Mashenke, the din of not eating before Havdolah is a halakha of Havdolah, it's nothing to do with Shabbos. So therefore, he misses the coast if he eats, time is the rush. But he doesn't miss the coast if he does Malacha, because it's nothing to do with the coast. Okay, classic brisker logic. Okay? So that's the machlokas over here between the Rosh and the Rashba. So in any event, if Lamaisa, he ends up missing the coast, however we're going to explain that. So what then? Amarle, Toho Bezu Bezu, Chozer LaRosh. Then for sure he has to go back, and he has to daven again, and then he makes Abdullah.
Daven again?
He daven and forgot to say, Atachon Antana. There's Daven again. Oh, so in other words, the whole reason we said before that it's not Ma'akev is because of the coast. But over here, since he missed the coast, we don't say, okay, but now you could say the coast. No, now you have to do it right. So pretend that right now you're starting your Abdullah again. You do Abdullah and Kernin Hadas. And then you go back and then you go to your coast. Omele Ravina L'Rava Hilfes Amai. What Mahalacha? If you were Mavdil B'Tvila, do you have to say again Abdullah or not? I mean, the Braita implied not, that once you Yotze B'Tvila, then Yanukhalo Brachot HaRashu, if you're not Mavdil, because we said earlier, in many of the different approaches were that the Takana was to say it on both. On Marley, look, it's just like Kiddush. I mean, Kiddush, aren't you Mekadosh B'Tzaluta? You say Kiddush during davening, and nonetheless, you're Mekadosh HaKas when you get home. That's the takana, and it's not considered to be a bracha levato. Rabbi Eliezer Omer.
He did try and make a comparison between the two.
Yeah, in the opposite direction. I thought that what you were saying is that don't we say by Kiddush the same thing that if you were Mekadosh, you shouldn't. That does not mean you shouldn't be Mekadosh.
Yeah, I'm saying that.
Yeah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Behoda'ach. That you should say your Havdalah like it was a Alanisim. Says Rabbi Zera was riding on a Chamor, and Rabbi Chiya Bar Avi was following him, trying to get some Piskei Halachos from him. So he told him, is it true, Vadid Amritu Mishmeid Rabbi Yochel, you quoted Rabbi Yochel as saying that Halachic Rabbi Eliezer Biyom Tov Shechaliot Achara Shabbat, that if Mitzoy Shabbos is Yom Tov, so what are you going to do there? So you said in that case, now look, it's like Rebbe Eliezer, and you should say it in Hoda. Interesting. Why? Because you certainly can't include it the way you include Atachon Antano in Kiddush Hayom. Kiddushas Hayom is violated by the nature of Abdullah. What are you going to say? You're going to say, and today it's not really Kodesh so much, so the whole bracha is to say it is Kodesh. What are you telling me it's not? It's not Kodesh. So you certainly can't say it where you normally say it. You're not going to say an additional bracha to make it work out like Rabbi Akiva. As we already said this before, we'll go through it again. But we already said this before. We're not metakein extra brachot. There's no such thing as a tefillat shemona. There's only tefillat sheva. So we can't say that. So the only thing that's left is to put it in like an alanisim. Makes sense. Of course, it's not what we do. But the reason it's not what we do, as we'll see later on in the Gemara, is because of a special new and brilliant takana that was achieved later by Rav and Shmuel. But at this point, he asked Rav Zera, so is it true that there you follow Rabbi Eliezer? And that's the halacha. Amale, absolutely, that's the halacha. What? What do you mean that's the halacha? You mean there's an argument about this? What do you mean? Is there an argument about it? It's a Mishnah. Below pleading. The whole Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say you're supposed to say... Wait a minute. The Rabbanan were pleading. I'm going to plead Rabbanan. I'm saying, in this case, beyond the Shkali Otachar Shabbat, did you ever see the Machlokas? look, I mean, maybe he meant halacha as opposed to Rabbi Akiva. So according to Rabbi Akiva, you say the fourth bracha after Akel HaKadosh. So you could have done that also on Batzoi Shabbat Yom Tov. So maybe that's what he meant. Halacha, to do it like Rabbi Yezer, and not like Rabbi Akiva. No, that's no. Understand, all year round, we don't follow Rabbi Akiva. Now you're telling me we should follow Rabbi Akiva. Why don't we follow Rabbi Akiva all year round? My time loved in Rabbi Akiva. Because we say, look, according to Rabbi Akiva, it turns out now you're putting an extra bracha in the Shmoneh Esrei. We saw very clearly that we patterned the Shmoneh Esrei on very particular things. Whether we're talking about vertebrae, we're talking about Askarot, but whatever we patterned it on, we can't just stop and go around throwing an extra bracha for the heck of it. So it's Teman Yisrei Tikkun, Shasei Lo Tikkun. Fine, the same thing is true over here, that's Mitzvah Shabbat, that's Yom Tov. And that's supposed to be a Birchot Sheva, not a Birchot Shmone. Or, so I don't know what's the problem. So Achinami, Shav took a Teman Yisrei Tikkun, and it can't be that the reason that he said Halakha was to say, well, it's the halakha to follow Rabbi Lezer, not Rabbi Akiva, so have a minute to follow Rabbi Akiva. That's already been long determined. Why? What's an afkamina tonight or any other night? Mashen ken Rabbi Lezer, it is an afkamina. Because every other night we have an alternative. Tonight we don't have an alternative, because we can't be maskar atachon antanu in the middle of Kedushas Hayom. Therefore, the only thing that's left is Rabbi Lezer. Why would anybody argue on it? On Marley, so Zera said, look, don't get so hung up about it. I mean, the truth is, it wasn't really halacha that was said. It was matin itmar. In other words, if somebody comes to ask what to do, you know, this is how what you tell him to do. It's not we have to get up there and paskin halacha as if there's a machlokas here. It's something that we'll answer a person who asks, this is how to handle. Itmar. The Gemara takes out the di'itmar because it doesn't really support the contention that that's what Rav Yochanan said.
What's matin?
Matin means that where we don't have a reason to define halacha publicly. Somebody said X, somebody said Y, and we define it as X and not Y, or as Y and not X. Matin means things that we'll tell over to individuals who are asking how to be known. As opposed to making a psak where there's no question about a psak. And normally, matin means it's not something that we want to publicize. So, itmar, rabbeinu, halakha. Or some say, amila matin. There's no point in halakha. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, actually, it's modim. So, modim would mean that the rabbanon reminded to Rabbi Yezer, Mitzvah Shabbos, in which case, there's no point of saying halakha. Because it's that there's no machlokas b'chlal. Okay, I mean there's some question as to what the matin meant over here. The reason that the Gra took it out over there is because he held that Rav Yochanan. We were trying to prove with the dollar the itmar. So the quote over there was in Rav Yochanan's name, and here Rav Yochanan is saying modim. So what does that prove? That proves matin. How does that prove matin? So in other words, what he's learning is matin means we don't want to be mefarsim. But the truth is, if matin means there's not even any point in it, because l'maisa, that's the halakha, because nobody argues, then this does support it. We go for Amar Modim. Reb Chiya bar Abba Amar, nir'in. Nir'in, all I'm saying is that it's united to that direction. Amar Reb Zera, nikot Reb Chiya bar Abba biyadecha. The lashon must have been nir'in. That I think that makes sense. I mean, nobody ever said that's what to do, but what else are you supposed to do? So Nikot, actually, that Lush Reb Chiya bar Abba is probably the way in which it was originally said. You know why? Because he's known to be Medayek V'gomar Shemaita Tamipu Medamara. He's careful to say over things precisely as they were said originally. Kirechava de Pumpedita. And that's the he's not going to get confused between a nirin and a matin or a modim, that's for sure. And Memela, we know Rechava from Pupadisa was very, very makbid. And he would quote the lashon about the structure of the stadium seating in the Azara, around the Azara, they had stadium seats. And in the lashon of Mishnah, it's called an itztaba lefdimi itztaba. That's the lashon of Aramaic at the time of the Mishnah for that type of seating was itztabaot. He used the Roman stau, even though that wasn't technically what a stau is, but since it was supported by columns, so we call it stau lefdimi stau. And that's how Rabbi Yehuda said it. So he quoted Rabbi Yehuda by saying, I'm sorry, so that's what I meant, Harabayit. Harabayit stau kafulaya via stau lifnimi stau. And therefore we see that he was very midakdek to say the Lashon carefully. So probably the reputation over here is that he would be as midayek Rukhir Barava as Rukhavad Upadisa. If he said Nirin, then probably that's Nirin. Nirin. Not Matin, and not, Nirin means that, look, if somebody does it, I'm not gonna tell him he's wrong. Cause it certainly seems reasonable. But I'm certainly not gonna publish it, which is halakha. And I'm not even gonna, if he would ask me, I would say, anyway, I don't know, you know, do kirit sovcha. But Nirin is less than either Matin or halakha. Says Rabbi Yosef, listen, you guys, you know, you've made this very much a choice. I don't think any of your approaches are right. Ana lo hayadana, lo hayadana. Forget about the matin, forget about the nirin, forget about the aloch, they're all wrong! Because we have a much better solution. Min ravishmu yadana. Tatakinale marganita bibava, they thought up, oh, a pearl, baby, a pearl. Because what is our problem? And this is absolutely ingenious if you think about it. The problem is you can't say atachanatano kedushat hayom because there's nothing to do with kedushat hayom. On the contrary, its focus is on Shabbos. So if anything, it's saying that the kedushat hayom is meaningless because we're focusing on we lost our Shabbos. How can you put in kedushat hayom? So what did they do? They were mitakein bein kedushat Shabbat and kedushat yom tov yivdalta. So now it became a Havdolah that is no Geah, the Kedushas Hayom. So now once they did that, they could put it in right there into the first bracha the way it always is, which is ingenious. So they incorporated it into the Tevilah. That's why I call it a pearl. And they said, you could say, V'todieno Hashem Elokeinu b'shpatei tzidkecha v'tlamdeinu la'asot chukei ratzonecha v'tanchileinu zmanei sason v'chagei nedava ותורישנו קדושת שבת וכבוד מועד וחגיגת הרגל בין קדושת שבת וקדושת יום טוב יבדלת ואת יום השביעי מששת ימי המעשה קידש, etc, etc, etc. And then we go and let you know, so that's the equivalent.
It's the das, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's everything. Right, we have all of the elements.
Were we saying that in 3 weeks?
Yeah, it's interesting that it's rare to have this in Eretz Yisrael, which is why he says they were metakein b'bavo, metakein l'margenita b'bavo, because in Bavo they had 2 days of Yom Tov, so you have much more often Yom Tov and better chal often on Shabbat. There were chal on Matzei Shabbat as well. So okay, you had this question, but no one was metakein it in Eretz Yisrael because it didn't come up. Nearing. Right, it's just so interesting to see how this developed and how you needed a chat to make it work out.
Look, the Heilige Mishnah.
Ha'omer al kan tzipor yagiu rachamecha ve'al tov yizacher shemecha modim modim, like these cousins, you know. Mishatkin oto, just shut him up and get him out of there already. Says the Gemara, look, I mean, I understand modim modim, I mean, yeah, because there it's mashma that he believes in two gods, you know, we turn to the right, the same motif, turn to the left, the same motif. We keep all of our options open and maybe another one for the Holy Ghost, you know. So there we understand why Mishatkina to Mishud the Mirzik Ishtevushuyot. I even understand why Altov Yizacher Shemech. That's a nasty thing to say, Altov. You know, we'll think about you when things are good. You know, but I certainly don't expect any thanks for rotten things. I mean, we know that Smashvala Tovabal, all our Rahats, Fersha Mishnah, Chayaba Dam Lavarekala Rahak, Shem, Shemavarekala Tovah. So that's terrible with Mishat Kinoto. But what's wrong with saying Akatsi Poria Gioracha Mecha? My timing. What's wrong with saying that? Pligibatrea Moroi Bemarov. We have a Machlokas in Eretz Yisrael about the reasoning over here. One was Rabbi Yosef Bar Avin, one was Rabbi Yosef Bar Zvida. We don't remember which one said which, but in any event, one basis was Chadamar, Mibnei Shematil Kin'a B'Maaseh Bereshit, which would certainly be a dangerous thing to say about Kinim, and therefore we want to keep the Kin'a to a minimum over here. V'Chadamar B'Tesha Oseh Midotav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim V'Einan Ela Gezerot. And the other one says the reason is because he's making it appear that we have a right to go back and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have Rachamim Al Kan Tzipor. Who's to say it's Rachamim Al Kan Tzipor?
What is the Kina that Hashem...
Why are we saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares more about these things than
any other?
Yeah.
Or us?
So therefore, in doing that, he's now turning it, whatever his understandings are of what he should learn from the mitzvah, into an application to some existential truth. It may simply be, I mean, even if you hold this time on mitzvah, it may simply be to teach you to have this rachamim, but certainly not that God necessarily has rachamim. Now, who the nachit kamed rava? By the way, this very... very problematic mora on this, in which he goes through a whole limud, which can easily, I mean, it was taken by even by the Rishonim, at least by the Rabbeinu Bachya's meaning that the inyan of Kan Tzipor and is in fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to recognize the biological basis of emotions, and that there we have to recognize that there is no difference between human emotion and animal emotion in terms of its biological roots, and therefore we are expected to behave accordingly. So Ramban understood that the Rambam's intention was that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interest in the that he has rachamim on these emotions, which there's really no reason to say in the Rambam. And therefore the Ramban says that, yeah, even though we agree that there's time and mitzvah and so on, but, I mean, again, it's no problem to this Gemara, because in saying it in your tefillah, you're being koveyed as part of the Anagat Shamayim, where it's not Anagat Shamayim, it's Anagat Adam. It's a decree that an Adam has to become aware that if he views his own emotions as being important, then he has to view animal emotions as being important. But it's certainly not an objective and existential importance to animal emotions, because so then why would we, says the Ramban, why would we allow a shechita of an animal? I mean, or why do these halachas, where they don't apply and they still seem just as cruel? I mean, if the Torah is interested in cruelty, then there's an awful lot of other things that we should be dealing with in terms of cruelty, even in terms of these halachas themselves. Okay, that is not the problem, peace in the Ramban. The problem is in the Rambam is that he asks on himself, and what about the Mandi Amar? What about the Gemara that says that Akan Tzipor Yagia Rachamecha Mishatkin Oto? In other words, he viewed it as a contradiction to what he was saying. So he says over there that that's according to the Mandi Amar, who says that you don't have a right to give timely amitzvahs and that they're kula gzeres. But we are not following that Mandi Amar. The problem is, he specifically says that, Richie. He specifically says in the Yad, this Mandi Amar, as he says, Bipnei Shosu Midot Tavshah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachamim. And so why, I mean, why, if that's the case, why is he saying we're going like the other Mandi Amar? I mean, he had plenty of openings to answer that without going into that. I won't tell you the other, but the other part is just terrific, because there's a whole other place, not there, but there's two other locations in the Marnaluchim where he discusses this issue, the chlal, of Taimei HaMitzvahs, and there, I mean, he is absolutely vicious against the, you know, it's a people of rotten hearts who believe that you're not supposed to give time and mitzvahs and that God is somehow arbitrary and blah, blah, blah. And you know, so, and he says, we've already explained that this is machlokas, but the things he said about that other man, the Omar, were horrific, but three paskins like that. So, something is missing. All right, just, you know, the heads up on this sugya. I have quite a bit of you know, thoughts on it, but I suppose, you know, one day when everybody wants to go to sleep really well.
Okay.
Yes, I know my place. So, there was this guy, Ahudanachis Kamedi Rabba, the Amar. This guy goes down to be the Shliach Tzibur, Rabba's Beis HaMidrash, and he is going to town. Atach Chasta Kantzipor, Atach Husfra Chem Aleinu. So Rabba says, guy's a genius. Kama Yoda Hai Turba Mirabana L'Ratziya L'Mare. Look how he knows how to be Meratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, and to get him involved. Says Abaye, what? Mishakino Dotzna, we're supposed to shut him up. And of course, Rabbanami Lechiduri Abaye with the boy. He wanted to see whether Abaye would respond properly.
Where does one say this in Dominic, that someone would be Mashtikin?
The derech was to be mispavel these tefillos and silsulim.
Not shmonesa, in addition to that.
No, like we have, you know, the yotzer and things like that. And, it's interesting, there's another tshuva sarambam, beautiful tshuva, in which somebody wrote him, is it correct to do these things? Not this particular one, but bechlal, you know, to add to the seder at tefillos. Like the Igeret HaRamban or Reb Sadia Gaon, obviously in his time, but they had some Reb Sadia Gaon, it was a Musar and so on. And some people would read it during davening, and he says a fantastic yisod. He says these are great things to do in your own home. Never in a tzibur, because this is a yisod. The takonas for a tzibur are defined by lowest common denominators. Interesting. So if there's one guy that he's old, he's weak, he's not interested, and you're going to be doche him because of your inyan of adding to the tefillot, then it's not worth it. We're always searched to be makel on the tzibur, never to figure out things that are harder for them to do. So it'd be nice if some people would think of that.
Pay attention to that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we see, it's interesting. I mean, that was like we had with Rabbi Akiva, he was mizbal for the tzibur. He was mekatzer. He actually brings that. So Mekatzer, I mean, he wanted to daven his nice long Shmona Esrei. And he managed to zip through it because there were people that were finishing davening. What do they have to wait now for everybody? And I don't know, somehow or other now it's the exact opposite. You know, the longer you can show your davening, the better a minyan it is. What's been happening in the Ramban, our dear president? Things have been getting longer and longer over the past 20 years. It's about 3 minutes per year, I would say. We're looking to an earthquake pretty soon.
Okay, Rebbe, it's getting shorter.
Somebody's got to do the work.
Doesn't matter.
I think it's apparently at this point about as short as it could possibly be.
We had a really short Mari tonight was Yossi Eliyahu, who's I guess the big Mari, right?
Yeah. I think they felt responsible for holding us up.
What?
I think they felt responsible for holding us up.
Yeah, because we waited for them, yeah, whatever it is, but he zoomed. I can't.
Well, you wanted to pull us out the same mark twice, but it really finished on
him. How would the Nokit come made a Rebbe Chanina?
The Ramban is not. It depends who's doing it.
No, but there's a drift. There's a drift, you know, it's like sort of continental drift. It's a few centimeters a year, but it adds up.
You stand for the omen, you should know that there's a two-way. Absolutely. Not in your regular Shmona Esrei, if you're a long
time. Right? 100%. First Mishnah? Ahudin Ofis Kamed Rebbe Chanina, Amar Akel, Agadol, Agibor, Vanora, Vyadir, Vyazuz, Vyaroi, Vyachasak, Vyamit, Vyavadai, Vyadichbad. Anyway, he kept on going like this. The guy was one of these real Sephardic singers, and he had thousands of these things to say, you know, okay. So, Reb Chanina waited for him. Imtin lo ad siyam. Waited for him to complete his Shevach. So Kisiyam, when he completed, he said, well, At this point, Siyamti Lekula Shavka Demarav. Have you now completed saying everything there is to say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Then I assume, because you stopped talking. Lama Likulehai, what is this Mishigas? Anan Ani Tlad Damrinan, if it wouldn't be. The three we say, Akel, Agadol, Agibor, Anorav. That we say. You know why we say that? Because we learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. He said it. If it wouldn't have been, Ilav Damrinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, Bioraita. If we wouldn't have found those three words in the Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu also uses Akela, Gadola, Gibor, Vanor. Okay. Come along the Anshei Knesset. I wouldn't have done it myself even then. But come along the Anshei Knesset, Agdola, and they were Metakena, we should say it Betvilah. Okay. But without those two things, you think we would rather chutzpah to say Agdola, Gibor, Vanor? What nonsense. What childishness. What the reading into the prime being, Agdola, Gibor, Vanor. It's silly. Safamurek. Okay, if we have a marker to say it, it must have some type of existential meaning, God or Gibor Vanaira. But what, we're going to say all these other silly things that you have? Va'at Amr Kule Hai? Va'azot? You're going on and on and on and on. Mashal Melech Basar Vadam. Shayulo Elef Alafim Dinrei Zahav. And now you're Mekalsinoto, instead of saying, oh, he's got millions of silver, of gold, you say he's got silver. You're killing him, I go, Gnayu. He's been collecting gold his whole life. You start talking about, so he'll kill you. Actually, it's very interesting that some are medayik. What's that, what do you mean? Why is the issue the zog or the kesef? Why isn't the issue the amount? And so that's the thing. He has 20 billion gold coins, and you say he has 1,000 gold coins. And so that's the point. The point over here is that we're talking about different orders of magnitude, different things, different qualitative is the word, different qualitative issues, not different quantitative issues. So to be motion, whatever we're using borrowed terms from the physical universe to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavayachol. So it's like saying, you don't have a concept of gold, you talk about silver. Because what? Because it has some relationship, it's valuable. That's not the point. So you can't use a completely different set of references. That's the idea. And that's the marshal the Gemara is bringing. Amar Rabbi Chanina, HaKol bidei shamayim chutz mihirat shamayim. Shenema v'ata Yisrael ma Hashem lokecha shoel mihima. Ki'im lira. So ki'im lira means, what is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asking of you? This and only this. Now wait a minute. What do you mean all he's asking is yirat shamayim? All I'm asking is Yirat Shamayim, oh God in heaven, that's all? Oh, to Yirat Shamayim, Milta Zutrat, but that's all? That's something small? You're telling me, give me everything. You say, that's all I'm asking, just give me everything. I thought Rabbi Chanina says, Bishop Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Ein lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Beit Gnazav, Elo Otsar Shal Yirat Shamayim. That's like the most valuable thing there is. Shinema Yirat Hashem Hi Otsro. Yeah, but the Maisel got me Moshe Milsa Zutrasi. I mean, but for Moshe Rabbeinu, what's the big deal? Don Rebbe Chanina Mashallah Adam Shemar Vachivi Meno Kli Gadol V'Yeshlo. So to him, it's nothing. But you go to a multimillionaire, you're going to say to him, can I borrow your Lexus? My Lexus? My Lexus I bought for my 16-year-old. Of course, take the Lexus. What's the big deal? So to him, it's garnish. You would have asked him, maybe, for the, you know, the gold-plated Jaguar, maybe would have thought about it, but the Lexus. So he's mavakshmanically kata, but yes, it's a demically kata. But you ask somebody, for even a klikata, they ain't low. So to you, it sounds like a big deal. You're out your mind. Oh, you're out your mind. If you have, you're out your mind. It's well, what's a big deal to make sure you're out your mind. Of course, everybody asks, well, we ain't talking to Maisha. This is Maisha talking to them. I mean, what's the point? You know, there's some very cute shot by Legabe Meisha, right? It says over here, Legabe Meisha, Milsa Zutrasi. Some of the shot is by people who were next to Meisha. It's a Milsa Zutrasi, because they were already by Meisha. The Marsha is the craziest shot. He says the idea over here is they already learned to be Yorei from Meisha because they saw the Kanyeid, and that they were afraid of. It says, Yorei Migeshitema. So you're saying, it's a small issue because the Gabi Meisha, you already learned to be Yorei from me, so okay, so take the next thing. You see, the Karnei Haid is a small piece of what you need to be Yorei for. Lamaisa, I mean, those are not the real pshat. But the real pshat is very clear. The whole point of Moshe Rabbeinu is that the simplicity and the reality of the mitzvah HaTorah to him is such that he becomes a model for not what a religious duty is, but what the world consists of. So Moshe Rabbeinu B'davka goes out of his way to say, what is he asking you? He's asking you for your Yirat Shamayim, I understand. Would there be any other way you'd want to live? Would there be anything else? Is anything else that's important? Is it, what are we talking about? I mean, this is the smallest thing you begin with. I mean, any child, what do they really want besides Yirat Shamayim? Something else that matters to you. So, okay, that's all he's asking of you. Everything else follows from that. If you hear that from Moshe Rabbeinu, it would make a tremendous amount of sense. He's asking you to give him a gift. I mean, this is what anybody idiot would want. And the kachaza. All right, I guess we'll...
We should go to the Mishnah.
No? Okay, good. I'm ready. I mean, it's a little late, but it started raining hard. We don't want to get washed away, so we have an excuse to stay a little longer. Omer Rabbi Zeira. Meidim, Mishatkim Oto, says Rabbi Zeira, Kol Omer Shema, Shema. Kemer Meidim, Dami. If you're saying Shema, Shema, you also seem to be talking about two different issues. Really? Somebody who says Shema twice says he's Meguna. Doesn't say Mishat Kimoto. I mean, Meguna is not a nice thing to go, but Meguna Udahabi, but Shtuki lo Mishat Kinabayim. We're not going to throw the guy out of the Amud. Lo Kasha. Hodiyama Milta, Milta Vetanila. Hodiyama Psuka, Psuka Vetanila. The question is, how did he do it? Did he say each word, and then he says the word again? So Rashi learns that would be Meguna, and we're not going to be Mashtikim. Because to be Mekabel, two Rishuyas, he would have to say, Boidim Anachtulach. And then again, Boidim Anachtulach. Stop to say, Boidim, Boidim. He sounds like a guy who likes to hear his own voice, you know. Making certain, well, you know, making a silsulim out of it, you know. So there were Meshatkin Otovi says the whole thing double. It's interesting that the Das of Tesvis, and Tesvis on Amid Aleph over here, is the exact opposite he brings from many of the Meforshim. But it's the saying a word is only it's clearly as if he's trying to be mafsik and to make it clear that he's been yotzei his duties. Mashiach came, if he says it over again, so then it's other, maybe he wasn't b'chav, and so as we'll see in the Gemara.
So Shema is better than
Shema? So according to them, Shema, according to Rashi, Shema is better than saying Shema is Hashem HaKan Hashem HaKan. According to Tos, it's the other way around. Well, I'm really with Papal Abaya, and sometimes Kufatais is Raya. The Dilemi Karlo Kimein Daite, or Besef Kimein Daite. So if that was being b'chav, and the Lachar would be saying the Pasuk over again. So maybe he didn't have a chance to be a mechaber. Okay, so he realized, oh, I'm not yotze without kavana. So I'll say it over again to be a mechaber. Omar lei, what do you mean he's not mechaber? Whatever, chavrusa klapi shemaya, what is he now? Yeah? He's like friendly, on friendly terms, first time, first name terms with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sorry, actually I wasn't really thinking of, what was I saying again? You know, I mean, what, there's no such thing? Mi'ika. Iloki mein daite mi'ikara. Look, if he didn't have kavana the first time, there's a much simpler solution than saying it again. Take a sledgehammer and smash him with it. So, machina lei b'marzav to the nafcha. Adem achavim daite. We'll teach him how to be b'chavim. He's going to start saying, you know, you'll have these guys saying Shema 15 times to make sure that they get it right. I guess that's it. Lamaisa, there's a question over here whether this is true. Barabim? This is true. Barabim only?
Because people hear.
Or, because they hear. Or even Beyachid. Mm-hmm. Or is it said, even if you say it quietly? This is the whole question over here on the circuit. Because if there's an alternative, what do you have to say? We'll use a sledgehammer. You say, you should have said it quietly. Why do you have to say it that other people will hear it?
Maybe that's why you're hitting them. If you're gonna have this problem, do it either yourself.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, this is in the Yerushalmi, it's mashed, but this is only Betzibur. not for Yochim, anything rice from here, it's mashman, that doesn't matter. Because we don't use that as a